This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, so we're answering questions and comments. Everyone in chat room is arguing, so we're going to look at Facebook for a while here. Okay, Cedric, my mother, who's 85, was thyroid tested yesterday, and they found lots of nodules on her thyroid. What would be the diet for her to help? Strategies. Answer, do absolutely nothing. First of all, thyroid nodules are harmless, and she's 85, so I would let her be. Cedric, Dalton says, we are being trained to even tell doctors what drug we need by the commercial ads. Oh, Cedric, if it's only that. It's better than that. People are being trained to request drugs because the plan is to eliminate doctors by artificial intelligence. And so now what's going on is they're creating another class of drugs. So you have the class of over-the-counter drugs. And then there's this other middle class that requires some type of evaluation or input. And then there's doctor prescription. So what they're doing is they're moving drugs from doctor prescription into this consultation category and then getting people to submit to consultation with artificial intelligence, which will basically result in them getting the drug they request. So they're training you to request drugs, so they don't have to have the doctor suggest drugs, and they can eliminate the doctor, which is a cost center. What are some natural treatments for macular degeneration? I would say cayenne pepper in water to open up your circulation and restore the circulation to your eye. Turpentine also helps. Many people have told me that they have incredible results with their vision when they take turpentine. So that would be taking it internally. And you can get the Candida Cleaner Report at vitalitycapsules.com, which gives you all the details about that. Exactly. Boy, Cedric, you're pretty active today. Good ideas. So Cedric says, Dr. Daniels, does the medical industrial complex create disease or rename disease in order to sell new drugs and devices? Absolutely. Because if they did not rename diseases, if they kept the same name, then the public would easily see a 20 or 40 year history of treatment failures and would quickly lose confidence in the next new thing. Because if you have a disease that hasn't been successfully cured in 40 years, and a series of 10 different drugs have been tried, then a sensible person would say, well, the last 10 drugs didn't work. How am I supposed to believe the next one's going to work? And so in order to short-circuit that type of reasoning, that reasoning process, they simply rename diseases. So Peggy says, Dr. Daniels, a new show about medical devices came out on Netflix. It's called The Bleeding Edge. And many devices get FDA approval without any prior testing. I learned the hard way with hernia mesh. What a nightmare. Never get it. Never ever. Okay, so that is true. And this is the loophole. The loophole is you're talking about a medical device, not a drug. And so what the FDA does is very lenient about medical devices because supposedly it's not a drug. It's just a physical thing that's being put in the body temporarily or permanently. Cedric says, license to kill with protection against legal recourse. What a game plan. Yeah, it's really amazing. And many people think that malpractice protects them against the doctor doing harm, but that's not what it does. It protects the doctor. So what medical malpractice does is it, when the doctor mutilates you or physically harms you, it is not assault, which is what it would be if anyone else did it. It is not assault. Instead, it is a civil issue settled by money only, which means the doctor never, ever goes to jail, and the doctor can commit the same act again and again and again and use the same therapy on behalf, of course, of the medical industrial complex. The amazing thing is, the way malpractice works, the doctor is always protected as long as he does what he's told. So as long as he's following the standard of care as laid out by the medical industrial complex, the number of people that he can kill, maim, mutilate is really unlimited. Stephanie. Dr. Daniels, in the medical professional's eyes, you are doing something wrong by exposing the truth, aren't you? Absolutely. So and that's why I don't have a license. So any doctor who says ill about the medical industrial complex, that is a cause for losing license. And the way it's put to us in medical school is if you say something that causes anyone to refuse medical therapy, then they are actually harming themselves. You're inducing a person to harm themselves by not accessing medical therapy, which has been recommended for them. So Peggy says, is it true that people with fibromyalgia should not take anything with folic acid? I've heard only folate instead. It's in a multivitamin we have. Okay, so I don't recommend multivitamins. That's where you went wrong right there. The difference between folic acid and folate, I've not observed a therapeutic difference. Dr. Dennis, what are your thoughts on folic acid or folic ionic or folic acid? Okay, so folic acid is simply a type of trace mineral. So folic acid has generally 76 trace minerals. It generally comes from a pit in Utah. And I was like really super excited about that until I discovered a pit in Russia that has 86 different minerals. And so that pit in Russia produces something called shilajit. So I no longer recommend folic acid. I recommend shilajit because it is more powerful than folic acid and about 1/20 the cost. Okay, someone wants a Facebook link. Miles Daniels joined. Hi, Miles. So I'm going to put this in the chat room, Facebook. Oops. All right, so the chat room has a Facebook link. Okay, and I can't see any more things on Facebook. So, get my trusty dusty telephone. All right. So, we'll do the messages from Facebook on Facebook from my phone. Okay. So, Michelle says, wow. Michelle wrote a book. Okay. So, bottom line, Michelle tried turpentine. And she got a lot of amazing looking stuff that never came out before. And yes, Michelle, those are probably a bunch of liver flukes. Mm-hmm. All right. Carol says, where's your store located? Store is virtual, located online at vitalitycapsules.com. Dear says, Thank you for all of your videos. Offer my respect and kind regards. And she says, could you confirm if taking turpentine on raw brown sugar cubes is okay? It's okay, but not great. White sugar is better. And someone else says, whenever I take sugar, my pH drops back to acidity. And the question, of course, is what pH are you measuring? You've got to measure the right pH and interpret it correctly. It may be you're measuring the pH of an area of your body that should be acidic. Okay, Patrick says, okay, so I'm going to read Patrick's inquiry because the punchline is very important. Okay, good afternoon. I'm 71 years old. I got an EKG result, showed my heart was under a little stress. What could that be? The heart did not get up to the normal rate in the stress test, so I'm being sent for further examination by inserting a tube either in my leg or arm to see what's happening, if there's any blockage. And there's no pain with the stress test, only tiredness. The person is taking high blood pressure drugs and has high blood pressure. Is the dye they insert safe? All right, a couple of problems with this question. One, the drugs being given for high blood pressure are causing the abnormal stress test result. Right. Two, is the dye safe? Read the consent form of all the terrible things that could happen and that you're relieving them from. So the answer is, of course, the dye is not safe. And yes, the person needs to get off blood pressure medications and stop all cardiac testing right now. And they can go to drjenniferdaniels.org to get an appointment. But again, just like today's show, the cause for lipodystrophy was the drugs people received from doctors. And so this person has a heart problem caused by the drugs they're taking for their high blood pressure. And so really, no further testing is needed here. All the person really needs to do is to change their lifestyle to get off the blood pressure drugs. That's it. All right. Uh-oh. Okay, so this person wants to know what kind of molasses to get, organic or unsulfured. It's unsulfured. And molasses is an excellent example of where they take the health food form of molasses, the healthy form, supposedly healthy, labeled healthy, organic. And it's actually unhealthy because it's sulfur, number one. And number two, they add way too much sugar back. It has too many calories. All right, so that was Peg's question. Carol's question. Oh, we answered that before. Avery, father-in-law scheduled for bypass surgery. Look at the meds he was taking. He realized his meds were helping or causing a lot of his symptoms. Absolutely. He should cancel his bypass surgery and just change his lifestyle and get off the drugs that are causing his problems. How much gelatin should I take for a post-workout shake? And I recommend gelatin be taken as part of a shake. And or post-workout. What I would do post-workout is have a meal, and you might want to have gelatin diluted in water on the side. But the best thing to do post-workout is to drink water, my opinion. Uh-oh. Oh, here. Lost my back button. Kim says, I Kim asks, oh, thank you. Dr. Nance, what do you think about compounded progesterone and estradiol for brain health for someone who's had a stroke? Not a good idea. Progesterone and estradiol both cause strokes. So if you've already had a stroke, don't do that. Wrong way. Go back. Donald. Donald has skin pain, is trying to cure it with by changing his body pH. Nope, that's not the answer, Donald. So, Donald, if you got skin problems and stuff in your skin, then your body is putting toxins and poisons into your skin. These poisons are very acidic. Making your body alkaline is not the answer. The answer is to dump the toxins that are in your system so you can pull more toxins out of your skin and clear your skin. And I would say, Donald, you need to go to drjenniferdaniels.org, get an appointment, and we can sort that out for you. Kim, Donald, okay. Shaylin. Shaylin says, turpentine has sincerely changed my life. I now host a large turpentine Facebook group with many others like myself. I've come a long way in my health and my journey. Okay, thank you, Shaylin. Yes, Shaylin, get a discovery session for more guidance. And you can get an appointment at drjenniferdaniels.org. And at drjenniferdaniels.org, discovery sessions temporarily are $50 off, $50 less, yes, which is very good. Sue says, I'm 47, overweight, I have extremely high triglycerides, and was diagnosed with diabetes. Oh, there we go. Great blood pressure, though. That's okay. Focus on good news, yes. What did I do to get rid of my diabetes? Go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free report on the Candida Cleaner, and that will give you incredible guidance. If you follow it precisely, your diabetes will be gone in 2 weeks. It's very good. It's the same advice that got my license removed. I brought someone's blood sugar down from 470 something to 135 in 1 week with no drugs. And the government said, no, out of here. So there you go. Definitely works. And if you need directions, Sue, just go to drjenniferdaniels.org, make an appointment. There you go. Sue. And Michelle says, okay, so Michelle wants to know how to get an appointment, drjenniferdaniels.org. Maritza. Maritza says, is there no live show today? There is a live show on Sundays, only on Sundays. Do you have any information I can read on shingles? No, I don't have any written information on shingles. Can you take Vitality Capsules while fasting? No. Vitality Capsules, you have to take them with food, so you can't, not while fasting. Now, if you're doing a juice fast, you can drink some juice, take some capsules, and drink some more juice. But water fast, no. How do you get rid of watery eyes? If you have watery eyes, the problem is your liver is not doing the work it ought to be doing. So one way is to rinse your eyes out with an eye cup. The other one is to help your liver with milk thistle.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. And I don't want to stay.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. All right. And, oh, hydrogen peroxide. So hydrogen peroxide, if you're going to use it, I generally recommend the stuff from the grocery store, which is 3% hydrogen peroxide, and maybe 3 to 5 drops in a glass of water twice a day for pneumonia and breathing problems. That's really it. Not a lot of uses. Okay. Nicole, I got plantation molasses, and it says 60 calories. You got the wrong one. Plantation brand sells like 4 different types of molasses. You want to get the one that's 48 calories. You can find that on Amazon. I wonder if it's been doctored. No. It just states organic molasses. Again, do not get organic molasses. All organic molasses has more than 50 calories, almost as if they're trying to make you health nuts sick. So organic molasses has too many calories to do any good from a health standpoint. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. What are your thoughts on taking sea vegetables, salt, or kelp salt? Is that all right to use besides sea salt? Yeah, you can use any kind of salt you want as long as it has sodium chloride in it. That's the active ingredient. Thanks, CJ, for helping out. Yeah, Sarah, there's many different types of plantation molasses. They make like four different bottles. And if your bottle says organic, I can tell you it's unhealthy. Unfortunate, but true. Jeremy says, what can I do for recurring boils? I've been on Vitality Capsules for 4 months. If you have recurring boils and you've been on Vitality Capsules for 4 months, you've got something in your diet that you're putting in causing the boils. Usual culprit is dairy and bread. Nick says, that's another thing. Nick's upset. Seems like this calorie intake scare with dieting is complete BS. It's just as bad as the saturated fat scare in the mainstream. Yeah, I think any scare is not a good idea. Cedric says, my molasses says 60 calories per tablespoon. Can I just take half a tablespoon? No. The problem is the concentration. If it's 60 calories per tablespoon, that concentration means that the molasses was made and then white sugar was added back to raise the caloric content. And so because of that, you don't have the concentration of B vitamins and minerals in 60 calories per tablespoon that you have, say, in 48 calories per tablespoon. So that Sarah says, Dr. Dance, if you have undigested food in your stool, can you still do the turpentine? The undigested food in your stool or not is irrelevant. What's relevant is how many bowel movements you're having. So Nick says, 1 tablespoon seems like the average amount of molasses recommended per day, only a problem with bad case of candidiasis. If you get the proper concentration of molasses, you actually, it will get rid of your candida because of the strengthening effect it has on your immune system. So let me see if I can find a link to molasses that's the proper concentration. You will not find it in organic form. That's just the way it is. We're going over here to Amazon, like a black stuff molasses, plantation, unsulfured organic, no. The one that says organic across the bottle, wrong. The one that says black stuff, let's take a look.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hi, welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. Let's check out the chat room. All right, started having debilitating migraines about 2 years ago. All right, so first of all, lots of information in this question. Started 2 years ago, which means 2 years ago, something changed. Something changed. And so now they only happen before the menstrual cycle. Okay. So what happens before your menstrual cycle? Your body says, oh, we're going to change. We're not going to dump stuff through the liver. We're going to put all the trash in the blood, which is what triggers the headache, waiting for you to bleed, and we can dump this trash through the bleeding of the menstrual cycle. So, what should you do to get rid of migraine headaches that occur around your menstrual cycle? The answer is you should do increased cleansing through the liver. How do you do that? One way is to have more bowel movements. Another way is through liver flushes. Another way is through drinking more water. Now, that's another thing. Check out your beverages. Anything that's not water is likely contributing to your headaches. Biggest culprits to headaches are dairy products. Among health nuts, health-conscious people, I would say yogurt is huge, huge. So whether it's yogurt or kefir or raw milk, whatever, give it to heave-ho. So those are some things you can do to get rid of your headaches. As for taking chaste tree and whatever, that's a waste of time. Taking the gluten out of your diet, definitely worthwhile. Oh, you have finally removed the dairy. That's good. That's worthwhile. I think it's doing more for you than any chaste tree. But what you need to do is increase your bowel movements and dump more toxins before your period. In other words, on all the other days of your cycle when you're not having a headache, increase the amount of toxins that you're dumping through your liver. So now I'm going to ask, how long would you expect to see results from consuming pig ears and ham hocks for joints and back discomfort? Pretty quick, like 4 days at the most. I'm 51, young guy, venous insufficiency. So venous insufficiency means that your veins are blocked by toxins. And varicose veins, especially in one leg, and I have an ulcer that's opening up on my ankle. Should I use compression stockings? No. I mean, you could, but it's not exactly natural, right? You weren't born with compression stockings, and you didn't get sick if you took off the compression stockings you had at birth, right? So what you've got is you've got blockage in your arteries, which is why the ulcer is opening up, and you have a blockage in your veins, which is why you have varicose veins. So the simplest way to relieve blockages is to mix a tablespoon of cayenne pepper and a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, stir it up, and take 1 teaspoon. You can take it every 2 hours, but as often as you can stand it, and that will unblock these blockages. Now, the other half, obviously, or maybe not so obviously, you've got to poop more often. You must have more bowel movements to remove this junk that's clogging up your circulation. Next thing, it might not be so obvious, is there's something you're eating that's causing this. You have to stop eating it. So go to vitalitycouncils.com, get the Candida Cleaner Report, and you'll see a diet that's very clean and clear and doesn't clog anything. So give that a go. And individual guidance is available at drjenniferdaniels.org. Barbu's got to go to the garden. She hears her cucumbers growing. That is awesome. All right, what is the question here? Do I recommend eating proteins and carbs in separate meals? No, I do not. Says, I've been taking Vitality Capsules for 2 years. Your Turpentine protocol works great. What can I do for severe asthma? 45 years. A natural replacement for albuterol. You can just boil some water, put it in a metal pot or glass pot. 6 drops of turpentine on the water. Bend over, inhale through your mouth, not your nose, through your mouth. And that will help with your asthma and replace your inhaler. Another way to replace your inhaler is to take 8 bay leaves and 4 cups of water, boil it for 15 minutes, take out the bay leaves, and sip that, and that replaces one inhaler. So, Dr. Daniels, while studying, I read that meat and potatoes don't just complement each other in flavor and texture. They also work together, helping your body make use of them. Yes. Well, I have people who need to gain weight. I put them on meat and potatoes. It gains weight. Tremendously. Very good. So, yes. A lot of this so-called food combining, it depends on what you're trying to achieve. So certain combinations are good for certain things. And so there is no food combination that's bad for all time. Okay, I don't understand this hobbling question. Updated my situation. Yeah, it's just been a minor improvement. So, those of you who are not familiar, I've been labeled as a known, as opposed to unknown, international terrorist. I'm not sure what that means. I've not committed any crimes and not been accused of any crimes or convicted of any crimes. Okay, so I'm not sure what that means. And so as a result of that, 35,000 dollars that my husband left to me when he died, that the judge said was mine and should be released to me, the banks have said to the judge, "What? Are you asking us to give money to an international terrorist? Oh, no. We're going to keep this money for the good of, well, the world." And so at first, the judge was kind of confused by that. He thought, well, geez, I don't know. I don't think I want to give money to a terrorist. But now the judge has thought about it and says, wait a minute. I'm the judge. I'm the judge. I issued an order. You're the bank. You're supposed to follow it. And so now the judge has said that the $35,000 should be released to me. The bank has said, make us do it. And so the judge is sending his secretary to the bank to receive a check on behalf of my lawyer, on behalf of me. So I still don't have a penny of it, but it's a turn for the better. All right, that's one story. Then I transferred money from the U.S. down to Panama for the purpose of investing in housing, or I'm saying investing, lending someone money so they could build housing for poor people. And that money was sent to that person's account, and Interpol stepped in and said, wait, we're freezing everything. We're freezing all the money that Dr. Daniels sent to you or lent to you to build housing for poor people, and we're freezing all of your personal and business accounts. So this poor, unfortunate person cannot buy shoestrings or peanut butter. That money remains frozen. However, there are negotiations in place with Interpol since it's been frozen for several months now and Interpol has not found any crime. The question is, at what point will they release the money in the absence of any crime? So at the moment, I'm not able to transfer money to myself, to Panama, to pay my expenses. So it's a little uncomfortable. So those of you who like to do research, if you would, research, what, who at the FBI keeps this list of terrorists? So I can have maybe somebody I can call and track down. No lawyer's fees. Right, no lawyer's fees. The last time I had a problem and tried to solve it with lawyer's fees, I went from a net worth of $760,000 to a net worth of minus $270,000. So right now, I am working without lawyers as long as I possibly can because I cannot take another hit like that. I just don't have the financial wherewithal. So those who want to help you can research who at the FBI is in charge of this list, who can take people off the list. It's got to be somebody who has that authority. And you can, of course, buy vitality capsules so I can stockpile a war chest here, number one. But number two, who knows how much longer they'll even be available given the present situation. Okay. Will lysine bring relief? Back to question answer. Will lysine bring relief from shingles? Sometimes, but the dose is very, very, very high. You're looking at between 13 grams and 30 grams a day of lysine. And I have used that with people and it's helped quite a bit. Again, you can also use gelatin. Okay. I've been using coffee enemas for a few months now, but I don't seem to be getting much liver stimulation release. Tried 3 different coffee brands. If you've been using coffee enemas for how long? A few months? And you don't notice anything, then I would stop using the coffee enemas. So they're not having an effect that you're looking for. You mentioned taking N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, with milk thistle and B50. How much milk thistle should I take? So milk thistle is one teaspoon a day is where I like to start. And you can ease up from there to about 3 teaspoons a day. And the person with the watery eyes, you can take that same information, N-acetylcysteine, milk thistle, and B-complex 50 to get your liver in order. As I get older, my nose turns more and more to the right. And what can I do to fix this? So a lot of people, as they get older, they get face deformities. These face deformities are due to nutritional deficiencies combined with parasites. So the best thing to do, again, go to vitalitycapsules.com and just download your report, the Candida Cleaner. Start following that program. And you may find that once you start using turpentine, your face deformities start clearing up and your face normalizes. So when I was vegan, let me take my glasses off, see if you can see. So when I was vegan, I had a depression on this part of my face. It was totally depressed. And so the distance from this fold here to the next fold was just like 1 centimeter. And so it was like this one streak, one little muscle here, and the rest was all just gone, very bad. But as I started eating things like ham hocks and pig's ears, this whole thing filled in, as you can see, and now a little bit of a little wrinkle line maybe under my eye, but this whole area here has filled in and looks a lot better. So dietary change, yes, but the first thing to do is to clean things out, and that's what the Candida Cleaner report will tell you, and then use turpentine, and that will stop the parasites from nibbling away at you. And then, so do the diet, the cleansing diet, and the turpentine for maybe 2 or 3 months, and then move in with the replenishing foods like the pig's ears and the ham hocks, and that'll fill your face back out. And so my face had been depleted from 26 years of veganism. As you can see, it's filling back in now. Dr. Daniels, I'm in menopause, but since taking Shilajit, my period is back. What's up? What's up is your period's ended prematurely because you had certain enzymes that weren't operating or functioning. And so now that you have the Shilajit, those enzymes are operating properly and they're cleaning you. What you will notice is even though your periods are back, you have more energy and you're feeling a lot better. And that's because your periods are dumping waste that was not being dumped before. So congratulations. Does an enema count as one of the 3 bowel movements for the day? Yes, it does. Okay, I think we got okay, guys in chat room gotta play nice. All right, let's take a look at Facebook, see what Facebook's got to say. I grant add a glass of water and drink. So. Okay. Lois said, yes, he is. We'll text dad pass. Okay. Yeah, the milk thistle, you buy the whole seed and grind your own. Sarah says, you look beautiful, Doc. Thank you, Sarah. Cedric uses capsules. If you use capsules, it's 3 capsules twice a day. I don't recommend capsules because most of the capsules are made from milk thistle extract. And then what happens is after 6 capsules, which is more or less a teaspoon, toxicity side effects set in. So if you use the whole herb that you grind yourself, you don't get the side effects. You can get a higher dose to get more therapeutic effect. We have a commercial.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we have a caller, Mac from Atlantic City. Hi, Mac.
Hi there. I have one quick question. On the candida removal, steps 1 through 5,
yep.
Do you start a step and stop it to take the next step?
No.
You add as you go.
Yes. So the candida cleaner report, you start one step, and then you get going real good, then you add the next step, you get going real good, and the next, and the next, and the next.
Okay, got that. Another quick question. I heard you say to clear up veins, 1 tablespoon of cayenne, and you also had apple cider vinegar. I didn't get the quantity.
That was a quarter cup.
1/4 cup. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. Maribelli says, I thank Ellen Wright to the president and recommend he disband the FDA and replace it with you. No, we can just disband the FDA and replace it with nothing. That would be just fine. He needs to cease and desist any statins if he's still taking them. Yeah. And also, diet sodas rumored he consumes 10 to 12 per day, and see Dr. Betty Martini for details in that matter. You and she can collude. Dr. Daniels, are bone marrow biopsies necessary? I personally don't think so, but, you know, this is not medical advice, and you should do whatever you feel called to do. All right, so someone says, Dr. Daniels, I just started taking fermented skate liver oil capsules because I've read it helps open the pineal gland. And someone else answered, turpentine does that, which it does. Turpentine reverses calcification in the body. Can we avoid liver flushes and be healthy? It's possible. It's possible. I'm not sure how. I've personally done several different liver flushes. I have found that liver flushes really go to a deeper level that's not reached by other means of cleansing, even fasting. And I've found that when you combine turpentine with olive oil in the liver flush, that the effects of the liver flush last for weeks, even months. Whereas other liver flushes, like the Andrea Mortz liver flush, when I did that, the effect of liver flush would last at best a week. So I think liver flushes are a great idea. Oh, it's noon. Oop, I'm going to do a commercial. Dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, and then once again. You said you would come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.